All right, here at home, our first ever family day is coming up on Monday. But this one is actually different from all the others in Canada. So how can employers deal with this new holiday? We're going to find out right after this. Welcome back. I'm Simi Sarah. I bet a lot of people are looking forward to Monday. That will be the first ever BC Family Day, but it is different from all the other family days that are celebrated in Canada. That usually falls actually a week from Monday. But these kinds of holidays, new ones in particular, take a lot of planning for employers and businesses out there. And to talk more about that, Christian Codrington joins us now, the Senior Manager of Operations at BC Human Resources Management Association. Hi, Christian.
Good afternoon, Simi.
Thank you for being here. Tell me, how much planning goes into having a new day off like this?
Well, any workforce has got a challenge. Anytime productivity is down or their doors are closed, or for those operations that need to keep going and find the minimum staff necessary to operate while during during the stat holiday.
Okay, so then is it up to the employer, or does every employer have to follow a certain set of rules? How does that work?
Well, let's keep in mind this is what we call a provincially mandated or provincially statutorily declared holiday. So those that are governed by provincial laws have to either close operations or pay people that are working at a different rate of pay.
Okay, so essentially anybody who, if you do business in BC?
Primarily. There are groups that are federally regulated. Take, for example, TELUS or airlines. They may operate in BC, but they're governed by federal labor laws.
So essentially, if you're out there looking to do something on Monday, you don't know what's going to be open or what's not open.
You know, you can pretty much rest assured that most of the services that are closed on other stat holidays will be closed on BC Day.
Has there been any confusion with this holiday?
Well, I think for many it's just caught them by surprise. I'm not sure that there's much confusion. It's the first time in since 1974 that we've introduced a statutory holiday in this province. So more than anything, it's just time for a reminder, if you will, for many employers around pay and entitlements and coordinating your workforce.
Yeah, what is an employee entitled to then if they are working on Monday?
Well, keep in mind, not every employee is entitled to statutory holiday pay. So there's certain exclusions under this, what's called the Employment Standards Act. And then those that are included have to work a certain number of days within the previous 30 days to be eligible and have been employed for at least 30 days. So, and that's all clearly laid out in the Ministry of Jobs, Tourism, Skills Training website.
Right. But not everybody takes the time to do that, do they? That's probably for employees. They're never quite sure.
So basically, if you've been employed with someone for at least 30 days and worked 15 out of the previous 30, chances are you're entitled to statutory holiday pay.
Okay. So in the human resources sort of area these days, what are some of the big issues?
In human resources generally?
Yeah.
Well, I think that many employers, especially in BC, are faced with issues around just getting the right people in the right jobs. And with the growth in jobs in different parts of the province, BC employers are faced really with a lot of challenges around moving people around the province. There may be an oversupply of workers, say, in the Vancouver area and an undersupply in the Prince George area. So that tends to be a challenge for BC. We're also competing with Alberta and the growth in jobs in the tar sands. So keeping people in BC is a challenge for us.
It used to be that most businesses, you know, had an HR department, but do you find that that's becoming less and less the case?
Well, our membership numbers show that more and more businesses are seeing the value of human resources and the importance of keeping some sort of HR capacity on. And I think when you look at the complexity of today's workforce challenges, whether it's work from home or these statutory holidays or labor mobility, more and more businesses are seeing the need for HR staff.
Are these kinds of, you know, statutory holidays, are they tough on small businesses?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was chatting with a small business owner yesterday, and I think his quote to me was, it's getting harder and harder to make a profit these days, but at the same token, my employees are happiest when they're rested and knowing what they're doing for their work. So I think that there are fewer days for most companies to make money, especially the small businesses. And managing these challenges is an issue for many businesses.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because this is kind of what we've talked about actually all on the show today. It's tough for employers out there to balance, you know, creating happy, productive employees with actually running a profitable business.
Yeah, I think that today's climate, whether it's economic, business, or just social, is complex. Everything from the workforce having to manage aging parents to kids to the different complexities of the law, it is a challenge for business, especially small businesses. Yes.
All right. So in BC, we get Monday, but in other parts of the country, it's the following Monday, is it not?
Well, at least three other provinces that call it Family Day have it on the third Friday. And then Manitoba and I think it's Prince Edward Island have days on the third Monday, but they don't call it Family Day.
Wow, okay, so there is some kind of holiday, it sounds like, in most other provinces. Are the rules similar right across the country in terms of how this gets treated?
With minor variations, there are statutory holidays and statutory holiday pay is very similar from province to province, yes.
Okay, so for an employee filling out their timesheet, if they're working on Monday,
yes,
and they fall into that, is that a time and a half kind of day?
If someone who is otherwise eligible is working stat holiday, yes, for the first 8 hours of pay, it's time and a half, plus, don't forget, another day's pay.
Ooh.
No, you can't forget that other day's pay.
No, you can't. No, well, I'm sure people don't want to forget that other day's pay. Christian, thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure, Simi. Thank you.
That is Christian Codrington, who is the Senior Manager of Operations at the BC Human Resources Management Association. All right, tell me about Monday. Are you looking forward to Family Day? Are you going to be getting this Monday off, or are you working? Are you so happy? I mean, this was announced a year and a half ago, but now your three-day weekend is coming in February, no less, something we have never had before. So tell me, how are you feeling about getting that day off on Monday? Do you think this is a great idea? Are you happy? Or if you're an employer, do you hate it? 604-280-9898 or 1-877-399-9898. We'll take your calls when we come back.